mistake on that part. Tell me you still love me.
All right.
Directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
No, you talk.
No, that's too loud.
Oh, no, I'm talking
You're
too
speaking
loud.
Too loudly.
Okay.
Feedback.
Okay. Should we start?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Well, welcome, Montreal. You're listening to Easy Sonic Living, CKUT 90.3.
FM in Montreal.
Yeah. Here on a beautiful June day.
A Tuesday evening. And the theme of tonight is, we're talking feedback.
Feedback. Yeah, just giving feedback, getting feedback.
Yeah.
Lots of feedback.
Yeah. So, speaking of feedback, what do you know about feedback, Kathy?
Well, when I first thought of this theme, I was thinking more of like sonic feedback, you know, like that terrible noise, which I'm sure we'll play some of when there's feedback.
Yeah.
But then as I was looking more into it, I was finding a lot of funny stuff about awkward feedback. Because people hate giving feedback and they don't like to receive feedback.
I even found a TED Talk that like gives advice on how to best give feedback.
Okay.
So we'll be hearing that.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
That's
I thought it useful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found a lot of clips from terrible supervisors in different comedic movies giving bad feedback.
Oh, yeah. I have a clip about how to like workers and feedback. So that's going to be good. Yeah.
And then I also have some artistic feedback.
Okay.
From like writing groups or drama groups.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the tip this particular video had was that you should like move beyond saying this was irritating to me to like it was me that was irritated. And what does that mean about me?
Right.
Instead of like just projecting it onto the person's work.
Right. Yeah. And also the one of the things that I found the advice they were giving is like you want to get rid of what they call blur words.
Mm.
Which are words that are not specific enough for the person to actually, for their brain to actually get feedback that they can use and understand.
It has to be precise.
Has to be very precise, like what you mean and what you're asking of them.
Yes.
Under strengths, you've just put accounts.
Yeah.
That's your job, though. That's just... Mm. No, Keith. I was sort of looking for your skills within your job. So, is there anything else you could have put there? No. Okay. Under weaknesses, you've put eczema. Right, you've left this section completely blank, Keith. You haven't done the Q&A.
I thought that you filled that in.
No. This is aimed at you. Look, to what extent do you believe that you have the skills and knowledge to perform your job effectively? And then you just tick one of the boxes. Not at all, to some extent, very much so, don't know. What would you tick?
Don't know.
Okay. Question two. Do you feel you have received adequate training to use your computer effectively?
What are your options?
Same as they're always the same. Always the same. Not at all. To some extent, very much so. Don't know.
Don't know.
Don't know again. Okay. Do you feel you are given the flexibility to decide how best to accomplish your goals? Do you want the options again?
Yeah.
Not at all. To some extent, always the same. Very much so. Don't know. If don't know wasn't there, what would you put?
Well, the option.
Not at all. To some extent, very much so. Don't know.
Very much so.
Do you remember what the question was?
No.
Okay. Do you? Let's. We're going to leave that there.
Feedback is one of the, in general, one of the main social relations that you have. With your partner, with your colleagues, with peers. You are feedbacking all the time, and all the time you're receiving feedback.
Kush cloud all in my head. Woke in the morning with a hoe I didn't know in my bed. Walked to the mirror, saw my eyes bloody red. That's the evil I said, but I shouldn't really feel that. Instead, block out the feedback. Yeah, we don't need that. I'ma show you where the fucking drinks and the weed at. When the beat bangs, this shit gon' blow your weave back. You gon' have to run this shit back for a recap.
Back for a recap.
Yeah, I'm right back, hit a recap. Vic up on your bitch ass, I'm doing it quick fast. Sorry for the mishaps, I just spaz. I'm liable to break a bitch off like a Kit Kat. So sit back, I'm gon' need you to relax. You gon' have to kick it like you relapse. You better believe that these beats get these bitches on their knees stacked. That's my feedback, fresh talk to them.
We'll be right back.
man. Shit'll fuck your brain up, you might need a CAT scan. The way you mad lab, man, you might need a gas mask. Bitches in the bathroom cutting lines like a fast pass. Pass, that's a couple cats, a little pissy drug pass. That's me and Fresh with a drink in our cup. Yeah, all I ever wanted to do was hit the blunt, cause I couldn't see it fucking me up. But now I'm crossfaded, the vibe is fading. It's cool though, I'm adapting, my mind is changing. Of all places to be, I'm in the spot, you see. So it's already like I won the fucking lottery. I gotta be out of my goddamn mind to let it happen to me every goddamn time. And if I'm the fucking outcast like Big Boy and Three Stacks, I still block out the feedback. Talk to him. Fresh, talk to him. And if I'm the fucking outcast like Big Boy and Three Stacks, I still block out the feedback. Talk to him.
It's all crap. Oh wait, this isn't crap. This is crap with a little dressing of vomit on top of it.
So I brought you in to talk about your performance.
I'm not happy. Like, this right now is just unprofessional. You're a visionary.
I know.
But the 3-hour naps in the middle of the day cannot continue.
I don't take naps.
You don't take naps. Okay, let's talk about your reports. Here is Bill's quarterly. This is what you give me.
Mommy.
Let's talk about your lunch break.
Playtime.
You know, a lot of our associates are taking working lunches to try to catch up on workload, and you're off God knows where doing God knows what.
I don't think it's working out. I think we need to say goodbye.
Bye.
No, Penny, we need to part ways at this juncture. You're fired.
Please don't fire me.
I'm sorry, Penny.
I have to support my mom and dad.
Penny, I don't want to hear about your personal life.
I'm going to work harder.
You've said this before.
I'm going to work smarter.
No.
I had a boss for many years who used to say things like, I just want to talk about your... what's it called? Your success is not yet realized. That's what he'd say.
He'd say your success was not realized?
Like, he wanted to talk about your strengths not yet developed.
Okay.
Instead of just saying you suck at this thing.
Right. He was trying to do like a positive parenting, positive boss thing.
But it was like, so there was some pretty amazing grammar there that I really, looking back, I find quite amusing.
Yeah.
At the time, I was just like, this is so vague. I can't use any of this information you're giving.
What did he find that you were not succeeding in yet?
Well, because he would never say what it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it was always not yet realized in the process of becoming manifestations that hadn't yet occurred.
So he was using a lot of blur words.
Yes. It was all blur words. He kind of came out feeling like, maybe I did good. I'm not sure. I don't really know.
Yeah, so that's tricky when you're not sure.
Yeah, yeah.
The worst is no feedback, I find. It's not the worst. No.
Yeah.
I'll take that back. But sometimes it is because it's like when you really want some feedback.
Mm.
Say like perhaps in a social situation or like a sociosexual situation where you want some feedback. Like you're looking for a response.
Yes.
You have a desired response, but you don't get any.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
You know,
yeah.
Like nothing, just silence.
Yeah, this is not great.
Very disappointing.
This makes for not good sex. Socio-sex. This makes for very bad socio-sex if you won't give feedback.
Or like maybe it's not socially sexual or whatever, but like it's just social.
Yes.
Just social. Like you're just putting it out there like a social feedback situation.
Oh, this, I have an idea. I have a story to tell you. I was at the, I was at a party and I met somebody new who I never met before, and he was telling me some story about, like, he has this really, like, he doesn't live far from here, he has this really interesting, he was describing this weird, like, infrastructure he's put into his front yard, and how he has a little, like, fake cafe in the back. Anyways, it was all very interesting, so I just blurted out, oh my god, can I be your friend? And he looked at me, and we looked at each other, and I'm like, I'm not getting any feedback. And then I was like, you know what? You decide. You call me. I won't call you. You call me. I'm putting it out there. I will be your friend.
Did he have your idea?
No.
Okay. You just saved yourself there. You were like,
yeah.
Walk away.
I'm just walking backwards.
But I'm gonna empower you.
Yes.
Take me.
Yeah. Well, you could ask someone for my phone number if you wanted to, but it's all on you. I put it out there. But it was just like I was a tiny child again, because I was like, you know.
Yeah,
anyways.
I do. That happens to me a lot.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I used to be super shy, and then like I transformed into someone who just like has no social boundaries, I guess. No, I'm just kidding. That's not true. But I definitely like, I put myself out there more with people than I used to, because I thrive on connection. So if I feel one, I try to make it. You know, may or may not happen, but that's fine. And the whole like, can I be your friend? Like, you know, like now we're online dating, this kind of thing. Right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of virtual friendships happening, not just dating, just friends, social media friends, whatever. Connecting with people all over the world by the internet. Are you really connecting? That's a different show, different story. But like, just like the feedback versus like in virtual, the virtual world, the real world, when in a real live three-dimensional situation, you say to someone, hey, can we be friends?
Yeah.
I did that recently. I met a guy and he was like, he chatted me up in the street. And so, and I had been online and I'm not going there anymore. It's like too weird a world. So I was, but I had primed me for the real world.
Yeah.
So I, you know, when this like cute, friendly, chatty guy chatted me up on the street and he had a dog. And you know, just, he was a musician. I was a musician. I was like, hey, can we be friends? Like, I just blurted it out. Took it well, though. I got positive feedback. I got like, okay, let's connect on our social media. I got our social media handles connected, you know, which is hilarious. People don't give out numbers anymore, right?
No.
Away, so. But that's cool.
And now you're friends.
And now we're actually friends.
Yeah.
Because we actually, like, you know, we liked each other's posts, and then I messaged.
Yeah.
Made a coffee date, drank coffee together, talked. We're friends.
Yeah.
We're just friends.
Beautiful.
We give each other feedback. We're not like a social, sexual friends exactly.
You're just social friends.
Well, but we give each other advice about the other aspect.
Oh,
like, he's out looking, I'm out looking, and we're like each other's kind of like,
wing people.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great.
So just saying, the feedback can be positive, can be negative, but
yeah.
Any feedback is useful.
Yeah, and don't be shy of feedback.
Social relations that you have with your partner, with your colleagues, with peers, you are feedbacking all the time, and all the time you're receiving feedback.
To talk to you about the phone calls.
No apology necessary. Everyone's allowed at least one mistake. You've used up yours. Let's not dwell on it.
Well, that's just it. See, I don't feel that I made a mistake. And, well, I would appreciate it if you didn't yell at me in front of the entire office.
Excuse me, what?
The yelling.
Oh. You disapprove. I'm sorry.
Did I hurt your feelings?
No. No, no. I just don't feel that it's necessary. It certainly doesn't help me, and I think that there.
Well, I'm glad you brought this up.
Great.
Because I've found that an office can't run properly if the lines of communication aren't open.
Right, right, yes.
So in that case, let's make a few things clear.
Okay, great, great. No, this is helpful. I mean,
let's review. What did I tell you the first day? Your thoughts are nothing. You are nothing. And yet you have the nerve to walk into my office and tell me that... Please shut up. At least allow me the courtesy of finishing what I have to say. That's the very least that you can do after I've had to endure your insults.
This is a bad time.
Who do you think you are, you snot-faced little punk? Let me make this clear for you, okay? And now try to follow me, because I'm going to be moving in a kind of circular motion. So if you pay attention, there will be a point. You are nothing. If you were in my toilet bowl, I wouldn't bother flushing it. My bath mat means more to me than you. You see this? This means more to the office than you. And yet, do you hear any complaints when I do this? These pencils more important. These pens more important. These paper clips more important. You miserable little crybaby. You don't like it here? Leave. There are thousands of people who would kill for your spot, who would kill for the opportunity to be here. I could spit and hit somebody who could do this job better than you. This is the fast track to the top, boy. I don't see you breaking any speed records. Why can't you show a little backbone? Ha! Ha!
I don't think the yelling is necessary.
Gotta be a little more thick-skinned, you turd. You gotta be a man to do this job!
Did you know just sitting here right now, you're doing something absolutely remarkable? Well, you, your cells, tissues, organs, organ systems, I guess we just leveled up those biological levels of organization, they're all working towards something called homeostasis. It's a state of balance. Yes, homeostasis means many things in your body. For example, that your blood is in a certain pH level range. It means that your blood glucose remains within a certain range. It means your internal body temperature stays within a certain range. See, we've mentioned the major body systems before. And today we're going to talk about how they work together using something called positive and negative feedback. And also how this relates to homeostasis. So many years ago, yeah. I had a weird dragon. Her name is Debbie. I am too weird ever. Debbie used to sit on our couch with me when I'd watch TV, and she loved to have her chin scratched. I even got her a bearded dragon leash so I could take her outside. Yeah, they make this. Anyway, Debbie loved her heat lamp. She would sit under the heat lamp on her rock, and when she got too hot, she would get off her rock and out of the heat lamp range. She had a huge enclosure to begin. I wanted Debbie to be a happy person at ideal temperature. Why all this talk about chicken? Well, Debbie is an example of an animal that some people refer to as cold-blooded, or fancier term, ectotherm. Yes, I like the fancier term a bit better, though, because blood isn't necessarily cold. The body temperature can be excellent to the environment. But not you. You are warm-blooded, or the fancier term, an endotherm. Your body works hard to keep the internal temperature it keeps. It's also a beautiful example of something called negative feedback. Before we define it, let's show you two examples. Say you're in an environment that's very hot, like being outside in the Texas summer. So that's really hot. It takes nerves, can act as sensors, but you know this. It will send signals to counteract this very well. Sweat glands do what they do best, sweat. It's lost in that sweat evaporates off your skin. You may have some redness. Blood vessels are in order to help you get rid of it. The result, when you realize it or not, helps you lower your blood pressure. Go inside now and you'll stop sweating, you may even shiver. The muscle contractions of shivering can generate heat, and those blood vessels will now decrease in diameter size and constrict to help you conserve the heat, because that makes it harder for the heat to escape. Your body temperature can increase then. This is negative feedback. So a simplified definition, negative feedback is when some variable triggers a counteracting response in order to come back to some set point. If we consider that this whole thing is actually a negative feedback loop, we can see that the negative feedback brings the body back to the set point, which in this case is a stable temperature, keeping homeostasis. Negative feedback is also going on in the regulation of your glucose, your blood sugar. Okay, we're really simplifying this here, as we often do. But when glucose, blood sugar, is too high, one hormone that is released is insulin. I always imagine insulin as this hormone that makes the cells say, "Feed me," because it has the ability to make cells take in glucose. On the flip side, if glucose is too low in the blood, a hormone called glucagon can be released. This hormone can have many effects, and one of them is that it can cause the liver to release glucose into the blood.
Here's what's going to happen. I am going to have to fix you, manage you to, on a more personal scale, a more micro form of management. Jim, what is that called?
Microgement.
Boom. Yes. Now, Jim is going to be the client. Dwight, you're going to have to sell to him without being aggressive, hostile, or difficult. Let's go.
All right, fine. Bring, bring. Hello? Hello, this is Dwight Schrute from the Dunder Mifflin Paper Company. Well, that's great, because I need paper. Excellent, then you are in luck, because we are having a limited time offer only on everything. Wow, this is my lucky day.
Ask him his name.
What is your name, sir? I am Bill Buttlicker. Really, that's your real name? How dare you? My family built this country, by the way.
Be respectful, Dwight, please.
Yes, Michael. Could you hold on 1 second? That's my other line.
What? No, but I...
Hello? Yeah. No, I'm just on the phone with this stupid salesman. He's so dumb. Probably just gonna keep him on the line forever and not buy anything. Okay.
It's up to you to change the line.
Sorry, that was a family emergency. Oh, no, what's wrong? You know what? That's private.
Boundaries, Dwight, come on.
I'm sorry, Mr. Buttlicker. As I was saying, we're having a limited... Speak up a little bit louder, I'm hard of hearing.
Sorry, he's an old man.
Okay, as I was saying, right now
yeah,
we are having...
Talk louder.
Okay, our prices have never been lower.
Son, you have to talk louder.
Never been lower.
Louder, son!
Buttlicker! Our prices have never been lower!
Stop it! That is totally inappropriate. You never yell at the client. You
now
never
you listen
yell
to me,
client.
Sir.
The three words I would describe you as is aggressive,
yes.
Hostile, and definitely difficult.
Please, Mr. Buttlicker.
I'm irate right
give
now.
Me the phone.
Please give me another
irate.
Chance.
Give me the phone.
Mr. Buttlicker.
Give me the phone.
I have to put you on with my boss.
Well, I should hope so.
Who is this?
Hello, this is Michael Scott, regional manager.
Well, this is William M. Buttlicker.
Hello, Mr. Buttlicker. How may we help you?
Michael, I like the sound of your voice. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy $1 million worth of paper products today. See how it's done?
Thank you very much, sir. I don't think you'll regret it.
You are the master. There is one condition, Michael.
Yes.
You have to fire the salesman that treated me so terribly. Don't do it, Michael.
It's $1 million sale.
Basically, the clearer you know the rules of a game, the better you can play it. And language is one of the, let's say, biggest playgrounds. In communication studies, you say that every utterance has, let's say, 8% content level and 92% emotional level. And this is a fact that unfortunately we only talk about when the emotion or the relational level is disturbed.
feedback is one of the, in general, one of the main social relations that you have with your partner, with your colleagues, with peers. You are feedbacking all the time, and all the time you're receiving feedback.
Threats I've gotten on Twitter and elsewhere have completely changed who I am, like really in a fundamental way. You know, like you don't get to be called these sorts of names, you know, every day for years on end and not have that affect you.
So it's not just Twitter anymore. It's not just the internet. There are real people behind those Twitter accounts spewing that disgusting vitriol. And it has an impact on real people like me.
When I saw the magnitude of them and the frequency of them, I was really overwhelmed. I felt unsafe.
It was also very specifically targeting me as a Jew and saying that I should be put to death in an oven. And there were a couple of organized Nazi groups who tweeted that they had their eye on me. And it was, to say it was very unsettling is to undersell it. It was terrifying.
I received death threats couple times a week, simply because I believe everyone should be able to have the right to be able to have access to birth control and health care and abortion.
When you're being told that you should be killed and all these things, that's not just Twitter, that's affecting your psyche.
One of the things that Twitter, and you know, this is true of most of the social media platforms, don't seem to understand is that a lot of times when people are using their reporting system, they're experiencing trauma.
There's no way for me to report to Twitter that I am being swarmed by Nazis.
A lot of the reports I was told actually didn't get any physical response. And the most common response was that it didn't actually violate Twitter's terms and conditions.
If somebody has violated the community guidelines, if somebody is being offensive and abusive online, Twitter should honour its own community guidelines. Twitter should be able to enforce its own rules, and it's not.
I've completely shifted how I use Twitter and online platform. I don't tweet out personal things. I'm really conscious of everything I put up. Definitely censor myself a lot more.
When women and people of colour and marginalised communities are telling you that they don't feel safe on this platform and that they don't feel safe doing their work there, those are voices that you need to listen to.
These social media platforms like to think of themselves as these bastions of free speech.
It's not free speech to wish death upon me. Twitter has like changed the 21st century. It has rocked so many lives, changed the way organizations run, how we hear the news, and how we operate and connect with different people. That's amazing. And I totally get that Twitter is about freedom of expression. But if women can't be free to express themselves, there's a real problem and Twitter needs to address it.
If people said to me the things they say to me on Twitter in a public square, that would be harassment, right?
This is how institutional racism thrives. This is how institutional misogyny thrives. This is how institutional xenophobia thrives. And this is how queer folks, people of color, feminists, trans folks, all of us are discriminated against because these are people who have these thoughts and they are able to freely spread them on Twitter.
If Silicon Valley can invent a self-driving car, they can figure out how to address the abuse on their platforms. They just have to care about it enough.
Feel my karma feedback. See my face glow. Feel I'm under your track. Don't know where to go. Think I'm losing my mind in my own space. Am I leaving behind a lot of lonely ways? I don't want to go back. I don't want to do this again. You took my heart and my soul with your head. I don't wanna go back.
could say, in order to formulate a perspective, you have to go through several steps. First step is, there are things that I don't like in what I have seen. The things that have irritated me, that I don't understand. What are those things? So first, you identify what is it that bothers me. Then, instead of saying, you made a boring performance, or this performance was boring, you look at yourself, you reflect on the fact that it was you who thought it was boring. It becomes relative and subjective. And the rhetorical formula of I need helps a lot. Instead of judging something that was bad or irritating or bothering, you immediately think of, but what would I need then differently or in the future? So you, when you think about it, it's not judging on what you saw and, you know, banging on, but projecting to a future, which is already more constructive. Then you can look at, yeah, but as what do I say that?
White, he was involved in the Occupy movement like many, many years ago, and he had different ways of social change. Like, he had an interesting grid, but then he had another axis, which was just like spiritual, devotional, like if you went out, if people started doing like rituals, yep. You know, like the ghost dance that I think the Lakota people were doing mm-hmm. in the 1800s. Like, these are kind of kind of like calling to maybe not a higher power, but to some other kind
definitely
of
definitely a higher power.
Well, it depends if how Judeo-Christian you are in your belief, but a different power, a different
yes.
something different. Yes. And that this was also another like very possible means of social change, and it could even create social change like 10,000 years mm-hmm. in the future. So he was all about, we should be creating like kind of, we should be planting the seeds now for a revolution that might not come for 200 years, 500 years.
Mm.
I thought that was interesting.
It is interesting. You know, I do believe in the power of ritual, prayer, like all kinds of other actions, mm-hmm. magical rituals, no matter what your belief system, like I do believe that, you know, you put things out into the universe, the energy that you put out, the intentions, mm-hmm. somehow they can affect change,
mm-hmm.
like in mysterious ways, which I might not understand, but mm-hmm. At this point, because of all the shit that's happening, I'm definitely like... I'm not only just praying about it. I'm trying to reach the extraterrestrials.
Yes.
You know, like I'm talking to them. I don't know if they're getting my message,
mm.
my signals.
Yeah.
But I am.
Yeah.
I am providing them with feedback should they be open to it. I'm asking for help.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's good.
On behalf of everyone.
Yeah.
The good. The ripple effect, this idea that, you know, these waves of
mm-hmm.
intention. I don't know. I do believe they have an effect.
I feel like we're oscillating to a different dimension.
Yeah.
Very shortly.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Easy Sonic Living.
Yeah.
Oscillating you to a different dimension.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
second part of the feedback formula is going to be giving your data point. Here you should name specifically what you saw or heard and cut out any words that aren't objective. There's a concept we call blur words. A blur word is something that can mean different things to different people. Blur words are things that are not specific. So for example, if I say, you shouldn't be so defensive, or you could be more proactive. What we see great feedback givers doing differently is they'll convert their blur words into actual data points. So for example, instead of saying, you know, you aren't reliable, we would say, you said you'd get that email to me by 11, and I still don't have it yet. Specificity is also important when it comes to positive feedback. And the reason for that is that we want to be able to specify exactly what we want the other person to increase or diminish. And if we stick with blur words, they actually won't have any clue particularly what to do going forward to keep repeating that behavior. The third part of the feedback formula is the impact statement. Here you name exactly how that data point impacted you. So for example, I might say, because I didn't get the message, I was blocked on my work and couldn't move forward. Or, I really liked how you added those stories because it helped me grasp the concepts faster. It gives you a sense of purpose and meaning and logic between the points, which is something the brain really craves. The fourth part of the feedback formula is a question. Great feedback givers wrap their feedback message with a question. They'll ask something like, well, how do you see it? Or, this is what I'm thinking we should do, but what are your thoughts on it? What it does is it creates commitment rather than just compliance. It makes the conversation no longer be a monologue, but rather becomes a joint problem-solving situation. But there's one last thing. Great feedback givers not only can say messages well, but also they ask for feedback regularly. In fact, our research on perceived leadership shows that you shouldn't wait for feedback to be given to you, what we call push feedback, but rather you should actively ask for feedback, what we call pulling feedback. Pulling feedback establishes you as a continual learner and puts the power in your hands. The most challenging situations are actually the ones that call for the most skillful feedback. But it doesn't have to be hard. Now that you know this four-part formula, you can mix and match it to make it work for any difficult conversation.
damn. Valentine's Day, you would sworn to say, babe, I love you, love you.
Yo, he's
babe,
lying.
I swear, held you when you were sick, even the whole time I think to myself, this isn't fair. What is this I see?
No.
You don't come home to me. Surprise, look, I found her red coat and your bitch caught out there.
I hate you so much right now. 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 I hate you so much right now.
So sick of your games. Set your truck to flames and watch it blow up, blow up. Tell me, how you gonna see it now? So far from sincere,
I love you.
Fabrications in my ear drive me so far up the wall. I come sliding down. What is this I see?
I don't believe
you
this.
Don't come home to me. Well, you don't come home to me. I can't deal, can't bear.
I won't.
You keep telling me lies, but to your surprise, look, I hope you're happy since you're caught out there.
Yeah, you've been caught.
Yo,
yo, come on.
Yo, 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 yo,
come on.
Yo, 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 yo.
I hate you so much right now. I hate you so much.
Vulgar, not me. Why the hell her? Look, she dresses.
Look at her.
A mess. What do you see?
I don't know.
It's not all about cash.
Hell no.
Nor how much you flash. How I dress is a reflection of me. What is this I see? You don't come home to me. Well, you don't come home to me. Can't deal, can't bear.
Told you I
you
won't.
You keep telling me lies, but to your surprise, look, I got something for y'all since you're caught out there.
I hate you so much right now. 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 I hate you so much right now.
Howl at the moon.
Okay.
And we'll hear you.
Yeah. You can also write to us. I mean, we do have an email that we barely check, esl@ckat.ca. But we also have like the social media stuff. We're on Facebook.
Yeah. And just, you know, the power of your own will.
We're on Mixcloud.
Mm-hmm.
We're everywhere on the internet. So,
mm-hmm.
But you could also just like telepathically send us your feedback and we'll probably get it.
Yeah, or create some kind of like public installation art about your feelings about the show and just put it somewhere that we may or may not be able to see it. That would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Appreciate any feedback.
I guess we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah, so keep it locked. CKUT 90.3 FM.
up, dudes? You're listening to Space Plane on CKUT 90.3 until 2 a.m. Thank you.